Hey Siri, play Social Geek Radio.
Okay, Social Geek Radio podcast coming up.
The Franchise Geeks present Social Geek Radio. Hey geeks, I'm Jack Munson, your host and social media consigliere. Today's episode is brought to you by Social Joey and Gusto. Gusto offers modern, easy payroll and benefits to small businesses across the country. They even have been named Best Online Payroll by PC Mag. And as a Social Geek listener, you'll get 3 months free when you run your first payroll. Sign up and give it a try at gusto.com/SGR. That's gusto.com/SGR. Today, we're joined by an old friend coming back to the show. It's Sierra Stockland. She's going to talk a little bit about personal branding, a little bit about her own journey, and a lot about entrepreneurship. So come on in, Sierra. How are you?
I am great. How are you today?
I am doing so well. I'm so glad to have you back on the show and catch up. I had to go back and look. It was nearly 3 years ago, the last time you were on Social Geek, and it was around the time, I'm sure you'll remember this, when you were testifying before the Senate Committee on Small Business and Entrepreneurship. 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yes. Yeah, that was, we had some fun conversations around that and what was going on in the franchise space.
Yes. And it's a little hard to believe that that was 3 years ago. It feels like so much has happened between 2016 and 2019 for all of us.
Yeah.
So if you would, let's start with just kind of an update on what you're doing, where you've been, and where you're going.
Sounds great. Well, physically, I'm still in North Dakota, so that has not changed, unfortunately. I love the state, hate the cold, but we power through it. So, right.
Well, it's June now, so it's actually, you know, probably getting a little warmer. So,
we hope. So still physically in the same space, but I will tell you what, so much has changed just in my personal and professional life, and I have learned a lot of lessons, some of them hard. But it's really created a path for some smart beginnings. So I'm excited to chat with you about what's going on.
Excellent. And you've got a new business you've launched. You've got some new websites and blogs and things like that that you've launched. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yes, absolutely. So project-wise, about a year ago, we launched Boutique Box, which is a wholesale subscription box for boutique members, where we curate samples, we connect them with vendors. It's an online marketplace. Pretty cool concept. We are the first of its kind in the wholesale space. So that has been taking up a lot of my time, but I have learned a lot through that. And just some other, you know, private consulting bits and pieces there, helping companies grow in different aspects. And I always love that side of things. The entrepreneur in me comes out. But then on kind of a bigger scale, I just launched my personal brand, which I'm really excited about. And I launched that through the publishing of my blog. So we're just a couple weeks in and just really sharing some deep thoughts and reflection and what has worked for me as an entrepreneur as I've grown and changed and moved forward over the last couple of years.
So tell me about the personal brand, because you are sort of in that group of folks that when someone says entrepreneur, you're one of the faces I see in my mind. You know, there's a group of people I've met over the past decade or so that just really embody the whole idea of entrepreneurship, and you're one of them. Is that part of the brand now, and part of the consulting you're doing, and the blogging and the content creation?
Yeah, I think it really makes up a large part of what I'm doing with my personal brand. So, like I mentioned, you know, just some hard lessons in the roller coaster of entrepreneurship, which I talk about all the time. And for those that have built and started business, they know what I mean. You know what I mean? That roller coaster of things are awesome and we're building, we're growing. Wow, this is a scary curve or a dark valley. But have really chosen to take those scary curves and those dark valleys and sit back and reflect, like, what can I learn out of this and how can I build something better, even if that's in my own personal brand journey. So with my personal brand, taking those lessons that I've learned, really packaging them into something that's digestible and offering it to other entrepreneurs, whether they be brand new to the entrepreneurial world or whether they've been in it for a long time. Just giving them some tips and tricks and ideas on how to make your way through and how to build a better tomorrow, looking at your past.
I keep seeing the theme coming back over and over on some of your content about sometimes you win and sometimes you learn. I love that idea.
Yes. Well, I have to credit John Maxwell with that. Unfortunately, I'm not too smart enough to create awesome quotes, you know, like that. But
that's,
you know,
okay.
I read
that book. We steal stuff from the smartest people. That's
we do. We do. I read that, you know, I don't know, a long time ago, and it has just always stuck with me. I think it's that attitude of optimism. And, you know, we might be down today, but we can be up tomorrow when our attitude is right. And so I think really looking at life's journey of, you know, in that perspective of sometimes we win and you expect to hear sometimes you lose, but no, sometimes you just learn. And so, yeah, I just love that. And then sitting back and thinking, okay, so if I'm learning here, not winning today, but learning, what is it that I'm learning so that I can win tomorrow?
And let's talk about some of the things that you've learned since you were with us 2-3 years ago. What really pops out first?
Yeah, I think, you know, when I tried to condense it, thinking about, you know, launching a blog and how do you make this digestible content and how do I get all of the thoughts in my crazy entrepreneurial brain down on paper, I really came up with 3 buckets. So I think when I look at what I've learned, it falls into buckets of the power of relationships, power of self-reflection, and then that power of knowledge, like knowing who you are, knowing your business, strengths and weaknesses. That's where I feel like the learning chapters fall. And then under those, digging deep and finding, you know, truths that we can pull out and apply to the everyday situations.
I think we can pretty much understand what you mean by power of relationships. I'm assuming it's networking and, you know, building trust and relationships with people in your business, industry, team, and knowledge. I think I see where you're going there, but tell me more about the power of self-reflection.
Yes. So I think, you know, with all of us, even if we're not business owners, we all have this idea in our mind of what life should look like. And I know on, you know, on this podcast, we talk to a lot of entrepreneurs and small business owners. So I'm going to focus on that piece of it. When we're creating and building a business, we have an idea, and we should, of what we want the end game to look like. What do we see this business growing into, and where do we see it ending up, and where do I see my place in that business model? But life is a journey and things don't always turn out the way that we want them to. And so the power of self-reflection is being able to step back and see, what did I do? I don't want to say wrong, but what did I do that I could have done differently next time around? How can I connect with other industry experts and say, hey, can you digest this with me? Can you break it down with me? What should we look at? So when I look at that power of self-reflection, some things that really stood out to me over the last couple of years is knowing my superpower, like where I live in that space, like where I should be when I'm building a business and where I shouldn't be when I'm building a business, strengths and weaknesses, and then just knowing the business model, and most importantly, I think knowing my end game. It's a lot.
It is. Let's actually go back to this idea of when you do some self-reflection and you're not where you thought you would be, or the business isn't looking like what you had pictured a couple of years ago. I think so many people get to that point and they panic, or they just feel like a failure because they're not, you know, doing X number of dollars in sales, or they haven't grown to whatever number of units in whatever number of states. So it's really binary for people, for some people, where it's either success or failure. There's nothing in between. And they don't see that what looks like not succeeding today could just be a gateway to something else. Is that where you're going?
Yeah, definitely. And I think, you know, for me, a great analogy is this one. So I absolutely love to read. I love to read. And I have probably purchased, I can't say every business book because that would be very arrogant. Like I haven't purchased every business book, but very close to it. So my library is expensive. And I love books, you know, I like novels. I like books on better marriage and better job of raising kids and, you know, self-help. I mean, whatever. I like to digest information, pull it in and read it and learn. And so when I was building my franchise system, you know, I was grabbing on to, of course, any book that had to do with franchising or building and growing and scaling and selling. And when we ended up shutting our franchise system down, closing it and moving on, I remember sitting in the library in my office and I'm like, I'm getting rid of all these books, all of them. Like, what was it for? What on earth did I read and, you know, consume all of this information for? It didn't work. And I literally, I mean, that was a super low time. So I literally like boxed everything up and I threw it on Facebook. I'm like, anybody want a business library? I'll sell it cheap.
Oh, wow. Where was I? Yeah, I would have taken you up on that. You know, it's almost like you're boxing up all of the things that remind you of an ex-boyfriend or girlfriend or something, right?
Yes, it was, because I was boxing up this image in my mind of how I thought if I did these things, if I did these 10 things, which included reading every business book, I would get this result. And so when I didn't get that result, it created that bitter attitude of, you know, like, let's just get rid of it. We're done. And kind of going back to the power of relationships, I have an awesome relationship with my husband. And he said, hey, Sierra, you know, how about I take that business library, I'll take it out to work, and we'll do, knowing that in not very much time, I would want it back. And so, of course, I was like, yes, get rid of it.
Yeah.
And so
nice. He knows you. So he knew at some point you were going to regret getting rid of all of that information. Nice.
Yes. So nice work. I just have to credit him with that. So, you know, so then when I started the healing process and that self-reflection process of, you know what, Sierra, my book is not the book of any other person on my shelf. Like, I can take bits and pieces of what they've done and I can apply them to what I want to do. I don't have to do everything in this book and everything in that book. I can create my own story. And I started to heal and kind of process through that. And I pulled all the books back in, which I'm actually looking at right now while we're talking. It just gave me that different perspective of, you know, I'm going to keep buying the business books. I'm going to keep reading them, but I'm going to pick and choose what makes sense for me with the way that I'm wired, my personality, what I want in life, what I want to get out of business. And I'm going to write my own story.
Yeah.
And one day I'll be on someone else's business shelf. But I give that analogy to business owners because I think the same thing happens. We go to, you know, big professional conventions and wherever we go with our peers and we see huge companies with amazing success stories. And we don't realize that there's so much behind those 12 chapters that we get to read. And so that's what I've just really chosen to do with my personal brand, is to be the one to tell that side of the story. Of like, hey, let me write some of the back chapters to how I've got here and then take and leave what you like of what I did and make it your own.
That's an interesting point that every business book that that I have on my shelf as well, most of them are, you know, telling you the 12 things that will make you a superhero or
yeah,
know, whatever, but they're leaving out all of the times they got knocked down, or maybe they've got an anecdote in there once or twice, but yeah, nobody goes out to write a book to make themselves look not great. Right. So
right. We
don't see that. It's almost, you know, and then it gets amplified on social media. There's not too many great business leaders who, want to share on Facebook or LinkedIn something that didn't work so well, or you know, a story that didn't end so well. They want to, you know, just give their uplifting quote or their wonderful success story and not really tell you about, you know, the 90% of the times that they, you know, didn't hit a goal. So kudos to you for kind of seeing a gap there in entrepreneurs and business leaders telling those stories, because I think it kind of starts you off on a very genuine footing.
Thank you. Yeah. And that's definitely what I want. Just one real person talking to another about doing life. And it just happens to be that I'm in small business and entrepreneurship, but I think the principles do apply to our journey in life, you know, as a whole as well.
What are you seeing for yourself right now? And I know you've just started a couple of new things, but getting back to your point about self-reflection and seeing, you know, where should I be right now and where should I not be? Anything come to mind that you're looking at that you are where you should be, or you're still in some places where you maybe should not be?
You know, I think really trying to go to kind of a micro level on that question. Another example for you would be just the time and the busy, crazy life perspective that I had before. So when I was building Mode and even building my acting company before that, it was 24/7, 365, like go, go, go. If you don't answer an email and you don't answer a text, you're going to lose 10 customers, which I've since found is actually not true.
Yeah.
And so when Mode was done and I was done with that chapter and I closed it, I had an amount of time that was really scary for me, actually, at the beginning, because I had nothing to do, which I haven't had that for 24 years. And so at first it took a bit of time to just calm my mind and but then I thought, oh my goodness, how much of life have I been missing out on because I've been running like a mad person. And in the end, I didn't really get what I was running for anyway. You know, I didn't end up getting what I wanted anyway. And so I just don't want to be, I don't want to live that way anymore. It's not for me. It might be for someone else. It's not for me. So I think kind of going back to your question, that's one thing that I constantly work on now. I mean, as the last year has unfolded and Boutique Box is growing and now launching my personal brand, it's very easy for me to get stuck in that whirlwind again, and I don't want to. And so I struggle and push against that every day by, you know, putting great tools into place and checks and balances. You probably noticed I didn't answer your email on Sunday. Like, that is not, hasn't been typically me, but I'm like, you know, Sunday is family day now, and I want to keep those pieces in place because I think that's one of the lessons that I learned, you know, with the last 2-3 years in the journey and where it's brought me. And so, yeah, that would just be kind of a micro practical lesson of something where I continually check and balance myself as I keep growing.
Yeah. And I think there's a lot of people who fit the description that you just gave us, especially back when you were, you know, really going gung-ho with Mode and maybe a little bit before that there's this mentality with some entrepreneurs that you just have to hustle, 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 grind, grind, grind. And, you know, you have to be like Gary Vaynerchuk and you're working 20 hours a day. And even when you're on the way to the airport, you're, you know, taking a business call or writing a proposal or whatever. And it's like, yeah, there's a lot of that stuff that I do because I just have to get enough stuff done in the day. But I think I think where you were going, and I see a lot of my friends in this area too, where they feel like if they're not grinding, if they're not hustling 20 hours a day, they're going to be called out for being a fraud or being lazy or not moving forward, and it's so untrue, right? And so anybody who's feeling that way. First of all, knock it off. That's my solution. Second of all, maybe connect with Sierra and, you know, get some better ideas on, you know, how to, it's not even time management. It's like hustle management, right? How do we put that in the right place? So you hustle when you have to hustle, but, you know, on a Sunday night at 10 o'clock, you probably don't need to be doing business calls. And if so, there's a problem.
Yeah, I think for me, it's a discipline. So I have that kind of written out in my outline of what's coming up in my blog, little teaser, but just the power of discipline too, because I think as entrepreneurs, we can become very undisciplined. So we are constantly reacting all day long, all week long to situations. Oh, they emailed me. It's an awesome customer. I can get, you know, a $10,000 contract with them. I need to email them back really quick.
Yeah.
Okay, is that a disciplined response? And then what does that do for our customer? Which is something that I also learned. You know, we then, you know, engage our customer in a way that just feeds that more. So I think for me, just really thinking about it as that, it's a discipline. Like you said, it's not really time management, although that might be a component to it, but, and it's knowing yourself. Like I know myself, and I know it's kind of like a recovering addict, workaholic addict. I mean, I know if I start doing this, this is where I'm going to end up, and I don't want to be at that place again.
Well, I think
I want to be in the calm space.
Yeah, there's an addiction, like you said. I think you may have had, and some of my colleagues, I definitely see it in their eyes. There's an addiction to the stress, and even
which isn't that crazy.
That's nuts, true. Right? I always thought addictions were things that you got into to get rid of stress. But I think there's actually people who, if they're not feeling the stress, and I feel a little bit too. I mean, you get the buzz going when you know you're on tight deadlines and you've got a lot to do and you know you're gonna get it done. It's a good feeling. But to be on that 20 hours a day, that leads to madness or you know, a lot of disappointment.
Right. Yes. A lot of disappointment and looking back and saying, how did I get here? This is not what I envisioned for my business or my life or my relationships. How did I get here? And it's a lot of small choices that add up. And so having the discipline to understand and know yourself, which I've been learning about myself and how I'm wired and how I think and my strengths and weaknesses, and then using that as a filter to what am I going to do? Does this make sense? Should I start doing this? What do I need to structure my days and my weeks like? It's always interesting, you know, when you go, like this analogy, so you're going to go on vacation, and you know, all of us, like right before we go on vacation, you know how much work we get done the day before?
Yeah.
So much work.
Yeah.
So much work. And I keep thinking, okay, if we can get that much work done 4 hours before we leave, you know, then why can't we get that much work done in a concentrated time all the time? It's discipline. And so that's a big piece that I coach through and work on consulting, you know, with my clients, because it makes such an impact down the road.
Excellent. We're going to come back in just a moment and find out where people can connect with you for all of that good content and services. But first, this message from Gusto. If you have a business or know someone who does, you probably know that small business owners wear a lot of hats. Some of those hats are great. Some, like filing taxes and running payroll, are not so great. That's where Gusto comes in. Gusto makes payroll, taxes, and human resources actually easy for small businesses. Fast, simple payroll processing, benefits, and simple management tools all in one place. Gusto automatically pays and files your federal, state, and local taxes so you don't have to worry about it. Plus, they make it easy to add health benefits and even 401ks for your team. Those old school clunky payroll providers just weren't built for the way modern small businesses work, but Gusto is. So let them wear one of your many hats. You've got better things to do. Social Geek listeners get 3 free months when you run your first payroll. Try a demo and see for yourself at gusto.com/SGR. That's gusto.com/SGR. Okay, Sierra Stockland, hit us. Where can we find this new blog? Where can we learn more about your consulting and also about your new company?
Well, I would love to share that. So our website, or my website, is sierrastockland.com, and I will spell that. It is CIARASTOCKELAND, sierrastockland.com. And then Instagram, LinkedIn, and Twitter, you can find me at cstockland. And you can email me at hello@sierrastockland.com. I would be happy to visit with you.
Excellent. And we will have links to all of those places on the Social Geek website so people can find you and see what you're up to for themselves. Good luck with the new blog and all of the new great content. Can't wait to see more.
Thank you. I love chatting with you. I will look forward to the next time we have a great visit.
Excellent. Thanks so much for joining, and good night, everybody.